Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Way UK podcast. My name is Senya and I'm here with Jesse, or as some say, J-Dog on the brown chair.
It's very, very little J-Dog.
Lit as in one person. And we are also joined here with Zoe on the couch. You guys might have seen Zoe before if you checked out our Galatians series, which if you have, thanks for checking that out. Hope it bless you. But Zoe's an intern at The Way. She's interning. And she's turning. Interning things around. Because Jesus, he turns things around.
Amen. He makes us new creations.
Yeah, that's right.
If you watch Galatians 6, you know.
Period. Which you were on.
Yes.
You absolutely were. And guys, today we are doing a cheeky little team Q&A. We are excited. Zoe, are you excited?
I'm so excited. I just can't wait.
So we asked you guys via Instagram, you know those question boxes that you can do on stories? We put one of those up and we were like, hey guys, we're doing a Q&A. If you have any questions, submit them. And you guys were submitting questions. But this is a Q&A with a little bit of a twist, because we're actually going to be calling some people.
Hey.
Yeah, we're going to be calling you guys. Yeah, it's giving ring, ring.
Somebody called my phone.
Yes. Is it Stace?
Ring,
no.
Ring.
We're going to be calling some of you guys, chatting with you guys, and then answering any questions live on the pod. So let's get into it. Okay, I'm going to go to the bottom. I'm going to look at this question. What do you see yourself doing in 10 years' time?
Oh. That's such a sweet question.
I have no idea. I'm probably going to be in a ditch. Jokes.
Sorry. No, not the ditch.
The ditch.
In Jesus' name, there's no ditching, because Jesus will never ditch you.
In the ditch of the mission field.
Yeah, come on.
Spreading the good news of Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
That's how you turn it around.
Yeah.
New creation again.
God turns everything around. I actually don't know. I think I'll probably be doing something ministry based. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll probably be doing something to do with music. I don't know how those two all come together, but it's kind of what I love doing. It's what I'm doing now.
In God, all things work together.
Amen.
What do you think, Zoe?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever asked you this.
No, I mean, I don't think I know the answer, so good thing you haven't asked me. I think, I'm not sure, actually. I don't know if I'll even be in this country anymore. I feel like I'm very free-flowing when it comes to what God wants me to do.
Hey, that's cool.
So wherever God tells me to go. So maybe I'll be here doing ministry stuff as well, maybe. Or maybe I'll be, I don't know, somewhere in Europe. Maybe I'll be in Italy in a cottage.
Oh.
Making cheese. Maybe. So
cool. Maybe.
Maybe.
That's the great thing about following Jesus. He can take you anywhere.
I kind of love that.
Yeah.
What about you, Zen?
I don't think I'll be making cheese, because I don't know if, you know, lactose intolerant can really work with that. But I think
You're like fake lactose intolerant.
Imagine getting called out on a podcast. That's crazy.
You say you are, and then you just eat dairy. And you're like, it doesn't matter, I'll do it.
No, but it's like large quantities. Like if I was in a cottage making cheese,
there's always large quantities.
That would like finish me. But anyways, where'd I be in 10 years from now? I think, oh, that's so tough to think about 10 years from now. I think I will definitely still be doing something ministry related. I don't think I'll be living in the UK, but I can't tell you where I'll be living because I don't know. But I don't think I'll be living in the UK. I think I will be still doing creative stuff.
Yes.
I think I'll be like in my writing era.
Okay. What, like poetry, books?
Yeah, I think music? I'll be an author. I feel like in 10 years' time, I would have written at least one book, I think.
I see that for you.
Oh.
You've got a lot of wisdom.
She's like, I'm not sure what I'm going to say anyway.
No, you do. You've got so much wisdom.
Yeah, you do.
So
thank you.
I'd be so excited to read your book. Wow.
What? That's so sweet.
What would my book be on?
Yeah, oh, I even stopped screen sharing. That's kind of embarrassing. What would my book be on?
No, you got to keep screen sharing.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. I think I would definitely write a devotional.
Okay.
I really want to write a devotional. I don't know on what though, but definitely a devotional. And then if I was to write like another book, it would probably be based on like a story in my life.
Okay.
And like connecting that with something in the Bible, because I'm very passionate about applying the Bible to your real life.
Wow.
Mm.
That would be awesome, Zen. So that's two books you've got locked and loaded.
I said at least one. So two words.
Come on.
Come on.
Okay. That's powerful. Double it.
That's right. Jesse, do you want to get a question or do you want me to get another question?
I reckon you can get a question.
Yeah.
My next question comes from iMalik06. So shout out to you.
Yes.
And they asked, what book of the Bible do you find most personally challenging to read? That's quite deep.
I loved Leviticus.
Oh, same.
Like everyone's always like Leviticus. I thought it was awesome.
It is good.
It's so good. Like, but
I know why everyone finds it hard.
Job, maybe. I don't know. I like reading all the Bible, but I think I find it harder to pick up the Bible.
Mm.
It's not like there's any books that I struggle with. I just like have to fight for attention at the moment to like actually pick up the Bible and read anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is okay, as long as you do it.
Or are there any books that you're like, I gravitate to these ones more than gravitating to others?
I'm a little princess and I just stay in the New Testament most of the time, to be honest.
New Testament princess.
I'm a New Testament princess. Aww. Read Ephesians today.
How was that?
Beautiful. It was great. It's beautiful.
Any reflections?
Wow, God is good. It's all about the grace of God, how much he loves us.
Thank you, Jesus.
So need that. We all need the grace of God, don't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you're an Old Testament girly.
At the moment.
You are, Zen.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny? When this comes out, I'll still be in the Old Testament. Oh, I'll still be there. Not that the Old Testament is bad. Old Testament is amazing. It's actually really, really interesting. And I feel really challenged by reading the Old Testament because I am also a New Testament princess. I love up the Gospels. I love a Paul's letter to whoever. I'm like, Paul, I don't care who you're writing to, I'll read it because it's so good.
Yeah.
The Old Testament, however, is, you know, it's just like, what's going on? Why are your names so hard to understand? Mm. Why are there so many towns that I don't even know how to read this? I don't know where they are.
Yes.
Why are there so many kings? What's going on? It's confusing. But like when you get past that and you just have a heart to understand it, it is really good. Like, I've been blown away by the book of Judges. I never thought that Judges was like, honestly, that interesting until I read it. And I was like, wow, this is actually really good because it's just the heart of Israel. And like these guys keep messing up and yet God still provides like people to watch over them and like take care of them.
Yeah.
And it just encouraged me when I was reading it, like even in my mistakes, God is so much more faithful than I am. Mm. And when I'm lacking in faith and when I'm not being faithful to God, that doesn't change how he views me. He's still faithful towards me. So that when I was reading that, I was like, it's good. But guys, I'm currently in First Kings. So, you know, it's about to get good.
I quite liked Kings.
It's about to speed up.
About to pick up.
Here we go.
What about you, Zoe?
For me, I'm currently trying to read through the whole Bible, but I'm in Numbers. So,
wow.
But I'm not really far along, but it's going well. But I actually really like these books so far, but I am more of a New Testament princess as well.
Best of us all.
Hey, it seems like a little theme here, but I haven't actually read like Ecclesiastes properly. I think I've started reading it and it's like
so good.
Yeah, but I like I haven't fully read it, and so I'm like, oh wait, this sounds different to some of the other books that I've read in the Bible. So maybe. I don't know if it's, was the question about it being challenging for us? Yeah, I'd say that's probably challenging for me because it's like a different tone and I haven't properly done like Bible studies into the context within which that was written. And I feel like that's always so key whenever you're reading a book in the Bible is to understand the context, the historical context of when it was written and who it was written to before you dive in and you know, digest that word. So,
yum. Not you making that noise.
It's me digesting the word.
Come on, digest it up. ASMR channel, guys. But I'd probably say Ecclesiastes because it's more like everything is
vain.
In vain, your life. Okay, I'm not going to try quoting it. I haven't read it, so what am I doing? Anyway.
I like the heart.
Thank you.
If you were to ask Jesus one question, what would it be and why? And that's from Trinity_B24. So thank you.
I'd ask Jesus what his favorite parable was that he preached to people and why. because he's given so many, and obviously there's some that are more well known than others, like the parable of the lost son. Mm. Well, that's the one that I feel like is probably the most well known, or has been preached on a lot at my church in the last 6 months. So it's in my mind, but I'd just be so interested to know. Mm. Or like, what's your favorite sermon that you've preached? Jesus, Sermon on the Mount.
Mm. I feel like I forget that Jesus has spoken so much.
Mm.
Like, I'm like, oh, I have so many questions to Jesus. But you can just open the Bible and like,
wow,
a lot of them are answered, which is pretty cool. But if I was to ask him one question, I think it would be something around being fully God but fully man.
Mm.
The incarnation. What, like, how, Jesus, how does that work? Like, I get it maybe on paper, but like, how do you stay so in tune and connected to the Father?
Yeah.
How do you do that as a human? How can I learn from that as a human? Mm-hmm. What are some practical steps as a human? That'd probably be mine.
That's so good. Mm. What are you?
I would ask him what resurrection feels like, because that's so mind-boggling.
Do you reckon he came out dancing?
I don't even know. I feel like he must have been so excited to roll that stone. Like, wow.
Jesus.
He must have been like so ready. Like, yes, like, this is what I came to do. Like, this was the thing, and it's like, wow, it's actually happening.
What do you think the soundtrack would have been at as he walks out?
As he walks out.
You know, like the Star Wars, the dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Or it could have been like a Pirates of the Caribbean.
Rolls away.
Like, it could have been that.
I feel like it needs to be like
Indiana Jones. I don't know.
Like a salvation vibe.
I feel like 50 Cent.
Yeah, epic salvation.
Like Big Nasty. Not Big Nasty. Notorious B.I.G.
Hey, Biggie Smalls.
Should we call someone?
Yeah, we can.
What's on the DM request?
Okay, so
Ivan,
let me not clear my throat in the mic, but we have a call request by someone called Ivan.
Mm.
So, Ivan, we're gonna call you up right now, which is kind of crazy. We're gonna video chat it so we can get some.
This is so funny.
This is crazy because how am I gonna do this in the mic? Hello. Hello, Ivan.
Hello,
Ivan.
Hello, guys.
What's up? How you doing?
Doing good. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you too. We are currently filming.
Welcome to the studio.
What's up, guys? Okay.
What's your question, bro?
Here's my question. Okay, so I've been reading about a lot of the men and women of God that made some kind of dent for the kingdom in their generation, in our generation. And one thing they have in common is that towards the end of their lives, they said that their main regret is they wish they prayed more. Tim Keller said that before dying, Billy Graham said that before dying. And prayer to them didn't seem like just venting to God or asking for a blessing, but it seemed monumental. So I'm wondering, what do you think it is that we're missing on prayer and its benefits for us?
Mm.
Wow.
That's a killer
question. That's such a good question.
Oh my gosh.
He wants to take that.
Zen, you want to start us off?
What are we missing in the place of prayer? I feel like sometimes when we pray, I don't know if I'm angling myself right, but anyways.
Chafee.
Oh, hello. I feel like when we pray, sometimes we treat prayer like a ranting list of like, God, these are the things that I want. These are the things that I want to see. And sometimes we forget that prayer is a conversation. Like, we also are listening into what God wants, what God's trying to say and all that. And I think when it comes to like what we want to see in our lives and what we want to see God do in our friendship groups or our schools or our families, we also forget that God's will is the will for our friendship groups and our families. And so rather than praying and being like, God, I want to see this, I want to see that, it's like, hey, God, what do you want to see? And Lord, what can I do to partner with what you're trying to do on the earth? Not like what agenda I'm trying to put on what you're doing, if that makes sense. Like, yeah, God wants to move in his way. And sometimes we can have a image of what we think that looks like, but actually that might be different to what God actually wants to do. I don't know what you guys think about that.
Mm. But yeah, I think that maybe what we might be missing is that prayer is what leads to deeper intimacy with God, or one of the ways that leads to deeper intimacy. It's literally like having a conversation with the one who made you every day. It's like, we can't all be friends here if we don't talk like ever, or you don't invest, or if we didn't invest in our relationship. And then, I don't know, the next time I see you, I'm like, hey, please, can I have £50? Because I want to go get dinner with my mates. And you're like, we haven't spoken in 6 months. Like, it's just, and I feel like a lot of people, like myself included, I've fallen into this before, has like kind of abandoned that sense of intimacy and treating prayer as a tool to grow my relationship with God, as opposed to like, oh Lord, I need this, I'm lacking this, da da da, etc. Like, not treating God as a genie, because he isn't, but coming to him as Father, and like deepening that relationship, because ultimately our relationship with God is the one thing that we're taking with us into eternity. And
that's good.
You know, so it's important to invest into that, and I think maybe that's what we're missing.
I love that, Zoe. Yeah.
Jesse,
should I go and pass the phone over?
Oh, hello.
Sorry,
this is great. What's up, my chief? I was just thinking, I had another question come to mind when I was thinking what to answer, which is, I wonder how much of the disciples' conversations with Jesus would have been classed as prayer in an eternal perspective.
Wow.
Which is quite an interesting one. Because Jesus did teach us how to pray, and in his example of how to pray to God the Father, a lot of that was wrapped around like the prayers that, like the individualistic prayers, like the your kingdom come, your will be done. It's not individualistic, but it's like transactional in a sense. It's like, give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation. God, will you do this for me? Will you do this for me? And will you come to me? And you know, it's very direct, like one way, vertical. And that's also wrapped in worship, like, hallowed be your name, God. Hallowed be your name. And then you read about Jesus teaching how to pray, and it's like, pray to God who will graciously give you all these things. It's God the Father who graciously gives all these things. Whereas it makes me wonder what God the Son, also being a member of the Trinity, is like with prayer. Because then there's like the relational element. You've got the disciples walking around with him and hanging out with him and asking him questions and just being. And I think that's maybe a part of the prayer life that we miss. Because Jesus taught us how to pray vertically to the Father, we miss the fact that that all came out of connection with Jesus relationally. And so there has to be the match of relational connection with Jesus, which also leads to prayer to the Father.
That's good.
Which also leads to the coming of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And so it's, I don't know, that was just the thought that I had. I was like, wow, I wonder how much of the disciples' just simple conversations would be what we'd have in our normal prayer life, and how much of those normal conversations we should match in our prayer life.
Yeah.
And we get to walk with Jesus literally day to day.
Yeah.
And how do we do that? By the means of prayer.
Mm.
I don't know. It's just a thought. Does that help? Does that answer a bit of a question?
It's a bard. I know a bard when I hear one. That's good.
Yeah. Come on now. Well, Ivan, see you later. Thanks for jumping in.
Thank you so much,
Thanks for your
Ivan.
Question. And we'll see you soon.
Bless you.
See ya. That was sick.
That was awesome. Come on, Ivan.
Shout out.
Should we do questions. Another one straight away?
Yeah, go for it.
Back to back.
There's a girl called Hannah.
Yes, Hannah.
Should we FaceTime Hannah? Oh, what's up?
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast set.
Hi.
Hey, Hannah.
Hi.
We're filming.
Nice to see you.
Here are the cameras. And where are you currently in the world?
I'm in Austria, Vienna.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
That's so cool. And what question do you have?
My question would be, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given, and how has it impacted you?
Wow. The best piece of advice ever given.
Give your life to Jesus.
What was that?
Well, Zen's got it straight on.
No,
she just said, give your life to Jesus.
Literally, I just can't think of
one.
Yeah.
I just can't think of one, because like, Jesus gives me advice all the time, not to sound like really cliche, but every time I read the Bible and have like moments with God, like, these are nuggets of like such wisdom. So I can't rank them, but none of those would have happened if I didn't give my life to Jesus. And so I think that's the best piece of advice I've ever been given, because that completely changed my whole life. So
yeah.
I think for me, a piece of advice that I was given that's changed the trajectory of how I do things is someone encouraged me to just go away in prayer before I do anything, before I lead worship, before I do a podcast, before I do this, start in prayer.
Mm.
And that habit has generally stuck throughout all of my doings. When I have to do ministry, when I have to preach here or lead here, I'll often be in the bathroom for a few minutes before. And it's sometimes a second, just, Lord, I recognize you. But sometimes it's a 5 minutes and everyone thinks I'm doing a poo. And I'm just like, God, you're here. and that just sets up whatever I'm doing. And the other piece of advice, sorry, I'm going to give two. Whenever you've done anything ministry-wise, song-wise, worship-wise, job-wise, like if you've just had a long day of work, always ask for God's approval before you ask for anyone else's. God, what did you think of that? Oh, you're that's proud good. Of me. Great, that's great. And then ask for others afterwards.
Mm.
Anyway, there you go. Zoe, final one.
Hey, Hannah. My piece of advice, it's so hard to think on the spot, but I thought of Psalms 27 verse 14, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
Mm.
And that's a psalm that, and that verse specifically, that's always been kind of spoken over me.
Mm.
And it's one that I've come back to constantly, and also to slow down and to be still with God, because I think it's so easy for me to get caught up with like doing life just like every day. But it's so important for me to come back and just wait for the Lord and listen to what he's saying to me. And, you know, he's the best advice giver that there is. So yeah, that'd be me.
That's cool.
But thank you so much for calling in, Hannah. You are awesome. And I hope that you have a great rest of your day. In Austria.
See you later.
God bless you.
Bye.
Oh, that was so sweet. Oh, sorry, it's your phone.
Litness. That was so good. Okay, guys, I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Mims Ovens 07.
Oh.
She's cooking it up, that's why.
She
cooked up a good question.
I'm trying to look at the profile, but like I don't know how you do that. I did it.
Yes.
Private.
Well,
She loves Jesus, and
she's got like starlights in her profile.
That's so wholesome.
That's cute. But the question is, how do you figure out your future after school? I would say to not put pressure on yourself, because it can be like a lot, you know. What am I going to do? What do I do with my life? What do I study? I don't know. Just chill. Like, honestly, take it step by step. I think the best thing is to follow the direction that you feel like God is leading you in. And that could be like following giftings, like things that you're naturally good at. Like maybe you're good at music. Maybe you're into sport. Maybe you just really like reading and you like studying. Like I'd say follow the thing that you feel like God is leading, the thing that kind of you feel like a grace for. Like it feels quite natural. It feels easy. Or it just feels really interesting. And you're like, I'd love to do more of that. I would definitely follow interest. And I would also ask advice, like ask your teachers, ask like youth leaders, like ask people that have that wisdom and foresight that have gone before you, but people that also know you and can identify stuff within you, because they might see stuff that you're not seeing.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And you can ask them for advice and then go from there.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, one of the bigger fears I think at the moment is failure, choosing the wrong thing.
Oh, yeah.
And there's an element where you just got to trust that Jesus is big enough to interrupt you if you're seriously going the wrong way.
Yeah. Mm.
And so there's real wisdom in trying to listen to God and trying to find like exactly what he's calling you to.
Yeah.
But it says in James that he'll not rebuke you for asking for wisdom.
Yes.
So just pray, Lord, will you give me wisdom in the next step of my career, in the next step of what I want to do? I'd say it's always good for like a couple weeks of prayer or like even months to not hold anything too tightly, just to open your hands. Even if you've had a career dream since you were 5, open up your hands and be like, Lord, what do you want to do? My hands are open. Honestly, will you just speak? and you might hear something and he might grab your hands and pull you in a direction you weren't ready for. You might not, but then that's when you go, okay, well, then I'm going to step into what I actually really want to do. I'm going to step into what my brother from church said I should do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to step into this and trust that you're big enough to interrupt if that's I'm really on the wrong track.
That's so good. I only had one small thing to add, which came to mind, which is don't compare your path after school to anybody else's.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone's on their own journey in life and everyone's running at their own pace. Like, it's not a competition to see who's gone to this university, who's got this apprenticeship, who's got that internship, etc., etc. It's like, it's so exciting when our friends get to do really cool things and pursue their dreams, but know that that doesn't diminish your ability to also pursue your dreams. And just because somebody else is doing something, it doesn't mean that you have to be doing that same thing. Like, I know that a lot of people go to uni straight out of sixth form or college, but that might not be your path. And like, there's no pressure to fit into this mold of like, oh gosh, like loads of people are doing this thing. There's just, don't compare your journey to anyone else's, because your life, you're the only one living your life. There's nobody else that has your life. So, you know,
so true.
Just don't put pressure on it.
As you said, don't compare. I started comparing. I realized I'm the only one that hasn't gone to uni.
Oh, no. Jesse, not the
poorly educated.
Not poorly educated. Highly educated in Christ. Come on.
Come on. Hey. He qualifies.
He will not rebuke you for asking for wisdom.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't go to uni. I just went on my knees every day and asked for wisdom.
Yeah, that's how you got here.
Jesus met you there.
That's where Jesus.
Hallelujah. I did that.
I got that heavenly perspective.
Come on. Hey.
Heavenly degree.
Come on. His degrees are the things above.
Amen. Hey. He's a disciple.
Yeah, they still didn't let me work at McDonald's though.
Oh my God. Not McDonald's.
Shout out McDonald's. This is my first job.
Hey, wow. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I feel like, I was just going to say, I definitely compared myself when I was leaving university, because all my friends were going into like the corporate world and I was the only one that wasn't. So I definitely felt in my first year out, like, am I making the right decision? Like, oh, I feel kind of left out. Like, all my friends are doing this. I can't relate. But then I just remembered, like, God has a specific plan for me. Mm. And God wants to use all of us in our own ways. And that might look like you being used in the corporate world or in whatever world. But that might look like you being used in the creative world or in something else. And like you said, Zoe, that doesn't diminish God using you, because he's using somebody else in a different way. So I would say, like, just lean into the stuff that you are interested in and give that everything, and God will show up. Like, it doesn't matter if it's different to other people. So
it's good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mimsoven 07.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, my final question is, I'm kind of going to combine two questions together, so you can pick which one you want to answer.
Mm.
Okay.
But mchan_xo asks, which character in the Bible do you relate the most to? And Byron_2604 asked, which of the 12 disciples do you relate the most to? So,
okay, similar vibes.
Similar vibes.
I think for you, Zoe, Goliath.
Goliath?
Wow.
That's crazy.
Sorry.
Why?
That means you're strong.
That means you're strong.
But I will get knocked down by a little pebble.
By some rock.
I'm just feeling like
no
you'd be so savage.
All bark, no bite.
I just like see one of the elephant in Noah's Ark for you, Zen. One of the snakes in Noah's Ark.
I kind of see the serpent in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, that's tough, isn't it?
Tough.
Yes, Zoe. Get him, Zoe.
You're deceiving us right now. Okay.
Yeah. You know those like high priests that crucified threw Daniel in the lion's den because they were jealous.
Where are we going?
What's happening?
I smell the jealousy.
Not you calling yourself Daniel. Oh my gosh. No, seriously, which Bible character do you relate the most to?
Jesus.
Other than Jesus.
Okay.
There's always one. There's always one. Like, I swear.
It's a heavenly degree.
Yeah, come on. Things above.
Come on.
I think Peter. Come on. I get things wrong a lot. And then somehow I'm used by God. It's pretty bonkers how much Peter got it wrong.
Yeah,
I kind of see that for you. Yeah.
Expand.
I don't know. You're just giving Peter.
Mm.
You're giving rock.
Giving rock wrong.
Rock
wrong.
Giving wrong a lot.
That's great.
But genuinely, I feel like such a mess all the time. But God still chooses to really bless me and use me in so many circles.
I was thinking of John, the beloved, only because he says he's beloved all the time. And I feel like I am beloved by God. So
I mean, you are.
I am. I feel it. And I also know it.
It's good.
Yeah. And I also feel like, sorry, I know, but I do. If I was writing a gospel and I beat Peter to the tomb, I would write that down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're a narcissist.
No, because I'm fast.
Because you think you're better than others. Because Philippians wasn't written and you didn't know that you were meant to count others more important than yourself.
It wasn't written yet.
Wow,
yeah.
Guys, read Philippians. I'm going to read it after this podcast.
Yeah, you need to.
Oh.
What is going on?
Sorry, I'm getting a little savage. Just trying to get the audience watching.
Yeah.
Bit of banter, bit of insight. Love usually that. We're teaching.
Yeah, it's true.
No, I am the beloved though. That's who I am.
It's good.
I'm
you are beloved.
Thanks, guys. So are you.
You are beloved.
Zen?
Thanks. I was going to say, not really a disciple, but John the Baptist.
Wow.
I really like John the Baptist. I think he's quite revolutionary because he comes on the scene and he's like, guys, someone else way better than me is coming.
Yeah.
Like, you guys better get ready. His whole entire time on earth was preparing the way Jesus to come. I don't think people are actually deep. They had quite a tight relationship. Like, him and John the Baptist were boys. Like, cousins. John the Baptist baptized Jesus. Real. When John the Baptist was beheaded, Jesus was like, that honestly, like, grieved Jesus so much. Like, yeah, I don't know. I really like him. And I just think he's cool. Like, he eats locusts and honey and he, like,
come on, locusts.
Wears unconventional clothes and just chills. Yeah, and he just, like, chills in the wilderness. And I'm like, I want to be like you.
I can see the unconventional clothes on you.
And the milk and honey and all that stuff. Yeah.
The cargo is so unconventional and not done before.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the first of the generation to ever do it.
Originality, come on. Innovator.
But yeah, no, he's cool. Guys, read up on John the Baptist. He's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. That was a good question to finish on.
Yeah. Very wholesome. Guys, we did it.
We did.
We queued and we ate. We Q and ate.
We quit.
I don't know.
We Q and ate.
Anyways, thanks for watching the Way podcast. That was dark.
Oh, that was tough. You could have backed me.
Sorry. I gave you side eye instead.
I know, but I just couldn't back that. I'm so sorry. Yeah. but thank you guys so much for submitting questions.
Yeah.
And to the people that we called. Shout out to you guys. You guys are awesome. So yeah, if you guys want to be included in another Q&A in the future, make sure you stay locked into our Instagram because that's where we normally do stories and we say, hey guys, who wants to ask questions? So follow our Instagram, The Way UK. You know, lit. And we'll be back with more videos to come. We've got podcasts, we've got testimonies, we've got Bible studies, we've got it all. You just have to stay locked in to see what we're doing next. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you in the next video. Goodbye.
Ciao.